I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. Tonight on the Summer House Season 2 reunion.
If I'm a bully, you're going to know that I'm a bully.
You know what? I f***ed up.
Any chance you and Everett would get back together?
Amanda, you play victim a lot.
Kyle, do you want to marry her?
I'm not a total stone cold bitch.
He jumped in and was crazy and I got head off the gay guy.
If you heard anyone
here, I'm talking. Hello.
That was very sad to watch.
Yeah. Sad to live.
Can I Bolton speak
say anything?
For one?
Speak up, Amanda. You don't speak up.
I just...
Get ready to spill the rosé. The Summer House reunion starts now. Hey everybody, welcome to the Summer House Season 2 reunion. I'm Andy Cohen in the Bravo Clubhouse with your favorite Hamptons housemates. Hi, Amit.
Hey, Andy, how are you?
Great. Lindsay.
Hey, Andy.
Steven.
Hi, Andy.
What's up, Lauren?
Hi, Andy.
Everything good, Carl?
Everything's great, Andy.
Kyle.
How we doing?
Very good. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Andy.
Hey, Danielle.
Hi.
Good to see all of you. While these roommates were sending it, the viewers at home were sending in their questions, so I want to get right to it. Danielle Bonnie from Vero Beach, Florida, wants to know what it was like entering a summer house with an ex-boyfriend and his other ex.
At first, it was amazing, and then it was terrible.
Right. Michigan said, Amanda, you're naked on the show a lot. Are your boobs real? They're amazing.
They are very much so saggy and real. But, so thank you.
Speaking of boobs, Lindsay.
What? You guys, yeah. I got some new friends, you know. Next summer, we're going to have fun.
Congratulations. Well, this season, Lauren, Lindsay, and new roommate Danielle arrived ready for some single ladies' summer fun. But when a certain ex reappeared, one woman left the Hamptons for a stint in Crazy Town. Take a look.
I am feeling liberated of the Carl bullshit.
Kevin came, he DJed, he left.
I'm single f***ing Lindsay.
They just, like, need a cuddle or something.
Ooh. I like you.
What do you mean you like me?
I think you're great.
I mean...
Yes?
At some point, you have to stop denying that we made out.
We didn't make out.
Lindsay's trying to prove that she's over Everett.
Since we broke up, I've thought a lot about our relationship together. I want to have a life with you.
Okay, can you f*** me?
Yes. Do that.
Okay.
Oh.
Have fun with the boys. That's all you care about, right?
I can't fix everything right now, Lindsay.
You should try your f***ing hardest. Everett should have walked in this house and not given a f*** about anyone else except for me.
These moments of crazy only happen when Everett is around.
I'm here and I'm not leaving.
I'm trying to move on. Maybe there is somebody else out there for me.
Try to leave you alone. I don't want to. I'll try it.
I'm a f***ing boss bitch, empowered woman. Hear me roar.
So why do you think why do you think you lost your cool so much with Everett?
You know, at some point, like, you're, enough is enough. And at that point, I was just like, okay, I'm tired of hearing stories about you. Like, you're asking to win me back, but you're out hooking up with other girls. Like, you can't do both of those at the same time.
Any chance you and Everett would get back together?
Yeah, I mean, he's around. Like, we've been hanging out a little bit. We have, yeah. We have a lot of mutual friends.
Are you back together?
We'll see.
Are you sleeping with each other?
I mean, clearly a girl has needs.
Depends what you're thinking at the time.
Okay, good. What are the rest of your opinions about Lindsay and Everett being back together?
They are two of my best friends, and I hope that they can, if they do get back together, have a really healthy relationship.
Do we think that's possible for Lindsay and Everett to have a healthy relationship?
I think it is. I mean,
you do.
I'm a big fan of Everett, obviously a fan of Lindsay. I think they were going through a lot first summer together. And
I'm just confused, though, because I thought you guys are together.
I mean, here's the thing, Kyle. Like, you were the one who was very much in our face last year about being in a relationship.
It was hard to be supportive of that relationship.
Right. So it was hard to be supportive of you guys this summer at the same time, right? So, like, I know you like to say that, you know, there's no comparison. There's no comparison.
But wait, isn't the question if you guys are or are not together? Because from what I know from Everett, he calls you his girlfriend.
The weekend after Labor Day.
You guys showed up at the party together. It's okay. Like, it's not.
Listen, the guy is definitely in love with me. I don't blame him.
His girlfriend for a very long time.
And I think when I've seen you guys out together,
I'm Lindsay's best friend. She never has called it. At that time, never has called it a boyfriend.
Listen, my walls are up and I have a guard up. It's my decision to make.
Of
I don't need anyone else to define my relationship.
We're just,
besides
as
me.
Friends, we are confused. That's all.
Are you friends? When's the last time you hung out with Everett?
I mean, you're so quick to say that he's your best. But you know what, Kyle? You're so quick to say Everett's my best friend, except for at the same time, you like are very defensive about being compared to him.
Well,
so how does that work out?
We have a couple of flaws. I think very few friends find it easy to be supportive of your relationship.
Well, we could say the same about you.
Kyle.
I'll say as someone who is not necessarily a huge fan of Everett, my first summer in the house, you know, Everett is completely different now. He is, you know, I think breaking up took a step back and reevaluated himself.
Lindsay, what's the status of your relationship with Nick?
Nick is hot. He's very mature, but at the same time, his age really showed when I went to kiss him and he thought I wanted a relationship just because I wanted to make out.
Right. So funny. Lauren and Danielle, what's going on in your love lives?
Now?
Yeah.
The same as the summer. Still kind of, you know, seeing what's out there, chewing it up and spitting it out.
I've been on some dates, but nothing serious. I'm focusing really on myself right now.
Well, after ending things in the off season, Carl and Lauren's attempt to just stay affable quickly became a little more, well, effable. And when an ex-girlfriend and twin sister were thrown into the mix, this romance under the sun soon found everyone getting burnt. Watch.
I'm not trying to lead you on. More than anything, I just want to be your friend. I don't want a relationship. I want to have fun.
Made a cake for you. Let's make out.
I am weak when I am drunk.
It's called self-control.
I think Danielle's struggling with the past with us. I don't know if she's a little jealous of what we
do. It's coming at me in a weird way.
Meddling.
A part of you, a tiny part, is still holding on to something that...
Don't give yourself that much credit. What do you want from Lauren?
I want her to be a friend.
I love you. Yeah. Good answer.
My sister looks so freaking pathetic right now that this guy has so much power over her.
What are you guys doing?
Don't do that.
Eat it, bitch.
Lauren's left to pick up the pieces. And where's Carl?
I just wanted to have your girl. Isn't she on FaceTime? You are the biggest bullshit artist I've ever met.
I'm a fucking prize that you treated like shit.
I'm single. I can talk to her
exactly.
I want to talk to.
But to me, Lauren, I can't be with anyone. I need to focus on myself. I'm just
that. Yeah,
you're a liar. You're a bullshitter.
I, in my head, thought you and I could be friends.
Honestly, Carl. I just don't believe anything that comes out of your mouth.
I've had no idea how much I've hurt Lauren until I'm talking to her right now.
And we're back and joined by Lauren's other half. Hey, Ashley Workus.
Hi, Andy.
Good to see you.
You too.
Lauren, why don't you start by telling us, what is it about Carl that keeps you coming back for more?
You know,
I see Carl in a very different light than everyone sitting here. We have private moments together, and I see a person that has an amazing heart, and, you know, we connect on a level that I can't explain sometimes. I'm a girl, I'm human, I have, you know, feelings.
Do you regret hooking up with Carl this summer?
I don't have any regrets. I think that ultimately I went into the summer, like, thinking, I don't know what's gonna happen. And, you know, I try to make the best of the summer. As a lot of people pointed out in the house, that Carl and I and our relationship has an effect on the whole house.
Yeah.
So if I'm annoyed with Carl and we're fighting, then we're affecting the house. So I did my best to be like, how can I make the best of this? And on top of it, it was a little complicated.
Do you regret hooking up with Lauren this summer?
No, I don't.
You don't?
She's hot, why wouldn't I? Come on. 2 feet away, it's fun.
Ashley, what was it like for you watching your sister not only in person, but then when you saw the show?
Yeah, I mean, Lauren and I obviously wasn't there the first few weekends, and when I got the phone call and she wasn't very honest, you know, I was upset because I have to be there to pick up the pieces when Lauren's hurt. And all of this was real. Like, this is not Lauren doing this for TV or to be on camera and have this relationship. Lauren had serious feelings for Carl.
Yeah.
When Carl ditched her, her heart was broken, and nobody knows about it but me because I had to be there every day and see. And yes, we're loud, we're passionate because it's real and we have feelings. And so I was upset because I know she wasn't going to be able to keep those feelings in check. And I know what Carl's agenda was. I'm sorry. I know you were just doing this for fun. And sometimes girls, we don't just do things for fun. We don't just for fun.
Well, when you say, do you love me? And he says, I love you. Now can we have sex? That's fairly loud and clear, no?
And we didn't have sex.
Sarah from Adelaide, Australia said, Lauren, how much more obvious does Carl have to be to let you know he's just not that into you? I can see it from across the world.
That's where I get really upset, and I have asked Carl to explain, because it's not just me. It takes two to tango. For as many times as I'm going in Carl's room, Carl, you were asking me on cell phone, where are you coming? You sleeping with me tonight? We have a relationship that not a lot of people get to see. Trust me, I am not an idiot. I'm a very intelligent human. I know when someone's not into me. Carl, just in the public, wasn't very good and very truthful with his pursuit of me as well.
After what went down at the July 4th party, was it smart to hook up the next morning?
I mean, listen, I think we have a short memory span. Like, we have a good time. Like, I didn't think the cake was that big of a deal. I mean, it was...
You invented the cake out, right?
Yeah, of course. So, I mean, listen, we have a great chemistry. There's no doubt about it. I'm attracted to her in a lot of different ways other than physical. Like, we get each other. We have really good times. So it's natural, I think, for you to fall back
into
that.
Are you just so not that into me, Carl?
I didn't say that. That's what people are saying.
But that is where I get frustrated.
You said that he pursued you harder.
No, we met in the middle. Like, it's not like I was forcing myself in Carl's bed. We met in the middle. We have a week in the city, relationships, we talk a lot. There's not just like, a weekend hookup like it looks. And that's where I take offense to that. Carl and I's relationship was built off camera. From the minute filming ended season one, we started going on dates. We had a relationship. Right. There was a lot of time spent, a lot of time. Even when he broke up, when he ended things with me and started dating another girl, I saw Carl through the spring. I went with his mother in the spring. Like, he met family.
Do you think you let her on?
I definitely did, obviously. In the beginning, for sure, and I didn't handle things as well as I think she deserves, and I've obviously talked to her offline about this a lot. I think for her, I definitely agree with the fact that it sucks. Like, people think she's like this crazy girl just chasing me down. Listen, she's a beautiful girl. I've really enjoyed hanging out with her. We have a lot of good times. I'm just not ready for a relationship, and that's obviously wasn't handled well. She doesn't deserve the way I've treated her, and I obviously am still paying for it, but all I can do is sit here and own up and try to move forward and support her, because I do support her, and I think she's doing really good things in her life, and I wish her the best. I really do.
Molly W. from Seattle said, Lauren, would you have attempted to hook up with Carl this summer if Ashley was there the whole time?
100%. Ashley is my sister.
Might not have been that easy.
Yeah. Ashley is my sister, but ultimately she wants the best for me, but I'm my own person, and Ashley doesn't know what dating is like.
I don't like Carl. I never not support. I wanted Carl to be a certain way for my sister because I know what she deserves.
Right.
And when I knew he wasn't
Ashley loves Carl.
I wasn't supportive. But, you know, I'm sorry. I wasn't going to be okay with the way things were going down.
Carl, Mary R. from St. Louis said, is there a part of you that really thinks Danielle may still have a thing for you?
No, not at all. I think Danielle and I are pretty cool now among having
we were cool then. You like concocted this entire thing out of thin air.
It was an assumption I made.
Playing basketball together, like constitute as flirting and wanting to be together.
No, it was an assumption I made. I was Danielle. I was wrong. I made an assumption about us.
This is the first time you've said that. So.
Well, I
think it was Danielle. It felt like Danielle before me and you were close. It did feel like you were very concerned about what was going on with.
Because I wanted to be your friend.
Yes, but at first, I've been there beginning, Danielle. Like it, we. I didn't know what your motives were. Right. So from a girl that doesn't know a girl, and we are. Love you, girl. I didn't know what your intentions were. I didn't know you. I'd only known you through Carl as someone that he dated, and when obviously that's awkward.
Right.
So in the beginning of summer, when it felt like you, first of all, blasted me in front of my friends, and I know it wasn't malicious, but it felt like not girl code.
Obviously not the way
to handle
it. And
then on top of it, it felt like it was all the time. You guys, everyone in the house, I'm going to say this right now, talked about my relationship with Carl, and I didn't say a word to anyone. You guys all talked about me all summer, talked about Carl and I, talked about how we affected you.
Where was I all spring? Helping you.
Talked to you. Kyle, I wouldn't say you're helping.
Give me a break, Lauren.
Helping, but you, in the summer you weren't. Where were you in summer? You vanished. And all you did was talk about me behind my back.
I think we
talked to Carl. And I said nothing. And all I'm saying is it for Danielle, I didn't know you at that time, and it did feel like.
But when were Kyle?
I was like, what's her motive? And that's what Carl and I were trying to decipher what that was.
What's your relationship with Carl now?
We're friends.
You're friends?
Yes.
You're not hooking up?
No.
For the group, do you guys think these two are over each other, or?
Yes.
I mean, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Support a friend over there.
I am. I was there.
What is the biggest misconception about you in relation to all of this?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
I mean, listen, I've definitely made a lot of mistakes, but I think I'm not as bad as maybe it would be perceived to be, but listen, I'm a guy. Like, I'm still figuring a lot of things out in my life. And the time period when we were dating and kind of going through a breakup or lack thereof, I had a lot of stuff going on in my life. And I'm not trying to use that as an excuse, but when you get hit with a lot of things at once, losing a job, losing your grandfather, figuring out, like, if you're going to actually live in New York City still, I didn't handle it well. But I'm going to sit here and own it and say, you know what? And I don't.
That's the best quality that I like about Carl is that he will listen to me when I do say something, and I genuinely.
But can you just admit to everyone right now that you and Lauren were fairly exclusive and were actually dating?
Correct.
It's painful and hurtful because even Kyle, you said it on that they were never dating, and I'm like, you pretty much knew Lauren and I very well. How could you say that?
We were dating, however, I
going
never.
Going off of what I was
well,
told.
Well, he said Kyle, what Carl said, and that is
I was basically.
I never heard from Carl that they were dating.
Exactly.
It's
Thank
the truth.
You,
it's not.
I was trying to help
weren't.
Lauren.
But you
in
talked
that
to
moment.
Lauren. We
but
talked
to me,
every day.
That is our conversation, and that's
of course.
But you didn't think they were dating? He's
no.
saying that that's what Carl said.
I'm
He's
a guy. I understand how guys
Carl.
Work.
I didn't think we never had that conversation. Yes, we're not in fifth grade. But
commitment phobes over there.
Back to me being, I screwed up. I didn't handle it well. I didn't think it was a
Carl,
fifth
before we went home for Christmas, you said to me, what are we telling our families? And I said, I let you speak first because I don't pressure anyone to be in a relationship with me if they don't want. And you said, we're telling our families we're dating. We're sharing each other's locations after all.
I understand that. So I
Thank
obviously
you.
Screwed that up.
I appreciate
and
that. Thank
Ashley,
you.
Ashley, yes. We
and
were
I, and Bethedra, I did not go in on you, Carl. I
no.
sat back.
Hey.
I might have thrown a watermelon, but that was more to my sister to like stop.
Understood.
I kept my mouth shut and I did not because I respect it and I'm not, but I want the best for both of you and I don't think you belong together.
You what I've talked to more people about this than I care to admit, but what did happen between you and Sheena from Vanderpump Rules? Many contradictory stories. You said you hooked up.
Listen, my
twice. Okay. He said
my opinion of hooking up
is
not having sex. When you say hooking up, it doesn't mean you had sex.
Okay.
So, Sheena and I, we met the first episode of Summer House.
Yes.
Filming.
Mm-hmm.
Stassi and the girls came with, you know, Lauren and Ashley.
I recall.
We met then. I had hung out with her at Shep with another time. We went out to a bar. Kyle and Jax were all there. We made out at the bar.
Yes.
She came over to my apartment. She stayed over at my apartment. I'll leave it at that.
Hook, line, and sinker. I will say that.
Ooh. She was in.
The next night, we all hung out again. Steven was there as well. Steven and Jax and Brittany came over to my apartment.
Okay.
We all hung out. I don't know. I didn't
think
it was
over again.
No, she didn't say over again, but my opinion, we made out. I don't know.
Last summer, Steven and Carl formed what seemed like an unbreakable bromance. But between a rocky reception and secrets spilled, it seemed no amount of sunscreen could keep this summer bond from getting SPF'd up. Take a look.
The only thing from Carl that's going into people's mouths and ears is bullshit.
I don't know what's going on. It looks like a douche.
Why is Steven giving me stink eye again?
I've tried my best to be a friend to him. But the last couple weeks, there's a disconnect.
I'm getting the sense that I've done something, and I'm not sure if it's other things that I don't know about going on. I don't want to lose this friendship. Yeah. I can't.
Steven should talk to me. We owe it to each other if we're that good of friends. What's going on?
You said to me, sitting on a couch right next to me, that the best head you ever got was from a guy.
I'm just mad that you had to tell Lauren about it.
Well, you could be mad about that.
You could have kept it between you and me.
You need to reevaluate your friendship with Steven. You clearly can't trust him.
I don't see any value in me opening up to him.
Why was it okay to out Carl about something that had happened in his distant past, in his sexual history, that he confided in you?
My purpose there was not to out him, and I think that there's maybe some things that you could clear up right now, which is, one, had I ever been told from you that story that you told at the bar that night?
What I told you is that the best head I ever got was off a gig.
That is what you told me.
But that still doesn't mean you can go out in front of them.
You did not confide. You've led people on to believe that you confided in me, like you pulled me aside and told me some secret. Well, you told me in front of my other friends who you had just met.
Correct.
You blurted this out at the end of the night like a joke,
then
and
why
I moved
did
on.
You think it was okay to say that then on camera, which is a whole nother story?
Well, I had never heard that there was a story. And so what I'm thinking here is that Carl is someone who likes to please people. And when he's hanging out with a group of gay guys, what's a better way to kind of like fit in and jump in than to bring something like that up?
I think you were more upset because I did call you a liar and say that you exaggerated.
It hurt our friendship.
Why do you think he brought it up? And well, how do you feel about his explanation?
I feel bad because I put him in a really shitty position because I told him something. Yeah, right. Unfortunately, he told other people. I got challenged by that. And I had to lie. I wasn't in a position to feel comfortable about having to admit to something I didn't think was for her to know without me telling her first.
Ryder from Los Angeles said, Carl, can you explain what happened that night in your 20s? It's out there. This is a no judgment zone. Own it or tell us the full story of what happened that Steven might have misinterpreted.
So Steven is correct. What I told him is the best head I ever got was off a gay guy. I was 22 years old. I was acting in a stage show called The One Night Stands. We had a rap party. I was hooking up with my scene partner, female, in the theater in the back in North Hollywood. We were drinking Patron. We were smoking. It was crazy. Me and her were hooking up. The director of our show, I'm not going to name his name, he jumped in and it was crazy, and I got head off a gay guy. Fact.
But I will say, too, I have a heart. Like, I'm not a total stone-cold bitch. The way it was brought up to me, it did not seem like this. I did not expect that to happen, and I can apologize for bringing it up. If I had known the full story, it wouldn't have happened that way.
It's not like you were keeping this between Lauren and yourself.
You
told everybody.
People knew, but
the world.
What was your reaction? It was a liar.
I just was like, that is a crazy story to be gossiping about.
Well, in the
but I think overall the theme is this, is that there was issues between Carl and Steven, a declining friendship. And what's the biggest thing you can pound out? And that's what happens. When someone's upset, you do things vindictively.
We got a lot of tweets from people thinking that you have feelings for Carl and that's why you revealed that.
No, I can honestly say, I mean, when I sit here and watch how he treats Lauren, even if you have feelings, they go away really quick.
He's no spoiler.
What's the status of your friendship now?
I mean, it's cordial.
It's cordial. You know, I think we've been going through a lot both of us through the fall and winter, and so it's kind of been on pause. Maybe we haven't had the time or the energy to even explore where it can go.
Anything else you want to say about this topic?
Maybe I should have asked, maybe I should have inquired, but it was said to me in such a joking way that I didn't think that there was more behind it. So, you know, I am sorry for bringing it up.
Do you accept his apology?
I do. Thank you. That means a lot to me.
Could you guys be friends?
We'll see.
We're going to be cool. I have a feeling about that.
It's been quite a wonder as to how this gang managed to survive without constant adult supervision. So it was a huge relief when the moms turned up for a weekend in the Hamptons. But while Momptons was a much welcome turning point for some of the housemates, for Steven, it propelled him to a visit with his parents that found him feeling less at home than ever.
Mom,
yes.
We're in Southampton.
I'm looking forward to it.
I'm straight up mama's boy. Let's invite a couple other moms. Call it Momptons. Welcome to the big leagues. Right. Mom, now your turn.
No, what kind of sex life you're going to have?
Don't wait till you're married.
For Kyle to be with a girl for this long is pretty cool.
Did he give you a drawer and a place for a toothbrush?
Let's pipe down. Moms, let's pump the brakes.
There's a roof here. Sorry.
Watching your parents go through divorce is not easy. My mom's looking to me for strength.
I do the best I can.
You've done great. Mom, you've done really great.
You need a mom to call or a friend, you can call me anytime.
I don't like to like put faith in that many people because they let you down. My parents don't really like agree with being gay.
Don't let choosing to be gay define who you are.
I don't choose to be gay. And that's just how I am.
But I'm not sure what the solution is for that because you know what we believe.
Their rejection of it is only based on religion. How can this be wrong if God made me this way?
That was very sad to watch.
Yeah, yeah. Sad to live.
Yeah, I bet. How is your relationship with your parents now? The same?
It's pretty much the same. You know, my parents wanted... It's difficult for my parents, and I totally understand that. I know, like, religion is a very tough thing in a world where we're progressing.
Do they watch the show?
They watched last season, and they have not watched this season.
They haven't. So they didn't see that episode.
To my knowledge, no. I haven't. I haven't spoken with them since the episode aired. I think I just want to give them a little bit of time, you know, and I need time for myself. My parents don't hate gay people. My parents are very lovely people, and they love me so much.
That came across, though. Like, as a viewer, it came across that they love you so much.
It's just a very difficult place. And I think anybody who is different from their parents can experience the same feelings. Like, it's very tough for people to change to something that they don't know and aren't really exposed to regularly.
It was sad to watch. Like, all you want to do is, like, hug him in that moment and be there, and it's not it's
Kyle,
not easy.
What was your reaction to it?
I love Steven. I try to be there for him, and holy like, I get it. I get what he's going through.
Everybody was very supportive, and I thank you all for getting me through the rest of the summer.
How's your mom doing?
She's doing well.
Yeah?
She's hanging in there.
Earl's mom is awesome.
She got new hair recently.
No, and when I saw the episode, too, I mean, listen, among everything Steven and I have been through, my heart beats faster. I feel for him. Some of what we've talked about, you know, before all this stuff has gone on between us, like, is, you know, he's struggled with that family stuff.
Amanda from Summit, New Jersey said, Carl, after seeing your mom go through a tough divorce, do you have second thoughts about how you treat women, especially Lauren?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a wake-up call, obviously. I've kind of followed down a pattern of being kind of like my father and my brother, who are not probably the best male influences in my life.
How does she react to seeing you on the show?
You know, we have a really close relationship. She's my best friend, but she's supportive, but also, you know, she kind of kicks me in the ass and says, listen,
those things at the TV.
You need to be more supportive. You need to treat women better.
Former Playboy Kyle broke the number one rule of Summer House by bringing in his girlfriend, Amanda. But despite his partying ways, bringing on some rough nights and even rougher fights, the house power couple successfully took a turn into adulthood. One drawer at a time. Take a look.
The couple of Summer House, Kyle Cook, Amanda Batula, this is your choice.
I'm kind of scared.
He doesn't want to take it.
The fact that I'm bringing Amanda with me for the entire summer is actually my biggest relationship move ever.
Who's tonight?
Kyle, look at your shirt.
go to bed.
Why do you always have to be so drunk?
Pia, 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 pia.
If you deny your boyfriend a shot, then it's a sign of not love.
I feel like a bug in this world, ignored, unappreciated.
I'm really hoping you can pull it together. Otherwise, what's the point?
I was thinking maybe I spend next weekend with my friends.
Without you in the house, I'm just like, gonna feel a little lost.
Distance makes the heart grow fonder.
You have the keys to my heart. It's about time you get the keys to my apartment.
I'm serious about a relationship.
I love you.
You know, I'm taking it like the next step.
Clearly nothing has changed.
Amanda, newsflash. I've had so little fun these last couple weeks.
So if you think that you're gonna marry me?
I don't think I'm gonna marry you.
Yourself.
I just feel like you don't care.
Me letting loose, I guess, has also translated to me being a pretty crappy boyfriend.
There's a fine line between staying true to who you are, but also evolving and growing with the relationship. I love her, so yeah, I owe her that much.
So what's the status of your relationship since the summer?
Honestly, we kind of came out of it learning a lot about, you know, what it's like to be in, like, a pressure cooker.
I think we're still learning.
Yeah.
Are you living together?
No.
No. What's your real estate in his apartment?
I think I have, like, a face moisturizer and a hairbrush.
And a drawer?
No drawer.
No drawer.
Drawer.
No drawer.
They're hard to come by.
No
New York.
No toothbrush.
I use his.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Hey, girl, is there a lot of germs?
Do you have a drinking problem?
No. I mean,
I will
say that moderation is something, is a foreign concept. But look, I only drink when I party. I party on the weekends, and I like to have as much fun as possible. I like to make sure everyone around me
I think,
is having
I will
as
say,
much
Kyle
fun.
Has a great time. He is.
We know that. I'm asking you if you have a drinking problem.
No, I mean, like, from a moderation standpoint, yeah, I don't know what it is.
Amanda, has his drinking, does it continue to affect your relationship?
Like I think I've said, he drinks too much too soon, where everyone else is a little more sober, right. And Kyle's kind of past that level.
Are you okay with the idea of him maybe not changing, that this is who he is?
So I want to make it very clear, I don't want Kyle to change.
Okay.
I fell in love with Kyle for who he was, but I think my issue was that he had changed in our relationship. So the man that I fell in love with that was like bringing me out, paying attention to me, like making sure I was okay, having a good time with me, ended up being someone that like wanted to only have fun by himself and was like having fun with everyone else and kind of leaving me there alone.
Do you want to marry him?
Of course, I do. I love this man. Like I think I've kind of always felt that way about him.
Kyle, do you want to marry her?
I am committed to our relationship, and we're taking it one step at a time. I mean, like, it's something that I do think about a lot. Like, I think that we are on that path, and there's a lot of external forces. I think, quite frankly, a lot of the change last summer was me trying to, like, make sure that I let my friends know, hey, I'm still here, I'm still fun, I want to make sure everyone around me is having fun. Next thing you know, I'm the drunkest person at the party.
You're like Kellyanne Conway. Do you want to get married?
Of course I want to get married. I want to have kids. I think Amanda.
Do you want to get married to me?
Yes. Yes. Look, I look at my friends.
I'm not asking for a ring.
I look at my friends that are engaged, married, with kids, even divorced. I know relationships take patience and work, and that's one thing that we've proven to be capable of.
Okay.
So yeah, I think that's in the cards.
Raise your hand if you think this relationship is going the distance.
Yes. I mean, I think if certain things change in the relationship.
I think it can.
I only know that because I went through this last summer. So I feel like there's certain things that Kyle does that makes Amanda feel insecure, like not giving her enough attention because he's trying to, like, send it and be, like, a friend, right? But that then makes Amanda secure. So then she cries. And then
how is that ever
going to
change?
And,
like, that's Kyle's personality.
So if things change, then maybe. Yeah.
So have you seen progress in your relationship with
him? I have. I mean, we just went out for St. Patrick's Day, and it was a lot better. But I think to Lauren's point, like, I'm not looking for Kyle to change.
I'm not saying you're looking for a change, but you don't like the dynamic of the relationship because we just don't go out with you guys anymore. We don't see you.
Well, that's not my fault. That's Lauren. His.
Kyle.
We fight about
let's
that.
Let's not go there, but we don't hang out anymore.
We fight about
you
that.
You seem to think that Yeah, I affected your relationship.
No, can I?
You don't want to go out because it's not the dynamic doesn't work for your relationship.
No, that is absolutely false.
Oh my God, I
love going out. I've been around this winter.
Going out with them.
Yeah.
No.
How can you blame us for your relationship?
Kyle, have we not
blaming you.
Fought about not going out because you're busy working and you want to stay on the weekend and I want to go out and do things.
I've had a crazy schedule.
Yes. So it's not about anyone.
Gone out a lot.
I want to do things. I've tried to reach out and see, he doesn't want to do it.
We hang out because we all
hang out with Danielle and Lindsay because we're friendly.
But no one's reaching out to me either. I'm not getting any text messages being Amanda, like, hey, Amanda,
you want to be known as not as Kyle's girlfriend, you have to ask Amanda. Friendship is a two-way street.
Exactly.
Have you ever called and said anything?
For one
Speak up, Amanda. You don't speak up.
Hold on. I want to hear what she has to say.
I don't want to get upset, but it's just so frustrating that I can't even get a word out.
Okay, well, what do you want to say?
You say it's a two-way street, but I feel like it's me, like, trying to reach out, trying to talk to you guys always.
No.
Only when Kyle's out of town.
Amanda, it does happen when Kyle's out of town. And honestly,
the only time it happens.
The summer ended, you guys blamed us for the problem, so why would we want to reach out?
First of all, I don't agree with Kyle for blaming you guys for anything. I was very upset with that and still am to this day. I do not think that's the case.
We never had malice. I talked to both of you. I wanted nothing.
Amanda,
but
we were your biggest supporter.
Of course,
and
I know that
she was of yours.
We don't know.
You guys have a weird way of showing support for our relationship.
Oh,
Kyle.
You blamed us.
You did that to me last summer.
All we said is, guys, there's probably a bigger issue. Just take it offline. Stop the drinking and figure it out. That was all we ever said.
That's all I wanted.
Right, and Amanda, and then we come that we're bullies and we're attacking you.
I never called you bully.
You guys all called us bullies.
I never did.
If I'm a bully, you're gonna know that I'm a bully.
The only bully is bullies. I do not think you're bullies.
Well, okay. As the summer came to a close, a fight over Kyle and Amanda's relationship spiraled into an all-out battle when all the roommates took a side. And with the house divided, it looked like these friendships could not stand it. Watch.
Kyle and I, our plan this weekend is to go drink for drink.
If you really need to monitor your boyfriend's drinking that much, maybe you should, one, be more fun, or two, get a new boyfriend.
The drink for drink, that's like a mistake.
They're talking about us right now.
What's going on?
Man and I are adjusting to kind of living in the middle of the house and being the only relationship.
Who cares?
Yeah, we don't care.
It's
we're not
nothing new at this point. It's par for the course.
Okay, Steven, thank you.
We've all sat here and witnessed fighting every weekend and everyone's been quiet, just like we saw Lindsay and Everett all last summer. Don't try to act like we don't know what's going on.
Quite frankly, we are great without you guys. And it's really when we're in the house.
But that's your fault. That's not our fault.
Jesus. Jack in the box. Can you go back in?
You're doing it. You're Kyle.
Stop flipping out.
Like, it was embarrassing.
We're not judging you, Amanda.
No, I know.
We're supporting you. We don't want you to fight, but we're not even calling you out for fighting.
No one called you out. No one said a word.
Can Amanda speak, please?
If half the house would just focus on their own lives, which are in complete disarray, Amanda and I would be doing just fine.
Kyle, was there any behavior of yours that you watched this summer that you thought, I shouldn't have done that or I regret it?
Watching it play back, seeing Amanda upset, it breaks my heart. I also do regret how I handled things with my friends, because at the end of the day, we're in a house because we are friends. And I know there's no malicious intent, but like it felt like we were being, you know, almost just like an onslaught all of a sudden, like a group sabotage.
First half of summer, me and Carl. No one said anything.
But it also wasn't
No one said anything.
It's not like we all sat around and reconned on how we were going to come tell you about your relationship.
Berated all last summer because I fought with my boyfriend last summer, and we didn't do that to you, and then the second we did, we're bullies. Yeah. That's not cool.
I think Amanda has a perfect way to sum up how we handled ourselves.
Please do.
Because we talked about this.
Why can't you say it?
I'm just giving her a chance to speak.
I don't. Your girlfriend needs to speak up if she wants to be heard.
Okay.
I do, and no one listens.
We're listening to you. You're not speaking up.
Do you want to have the last word?
Go ahead, have the last word.
Do you want to have the last word? Because I'm about to change the topic.
I think all I wished is that if there was an issue with the way that I was handling our arguments, that it was brought up to me.
But you did it all together. But you all did it behind our backs.
I saw you talking about Lindsay and her relationship on behind our back. You guys all did it, but
Lindsay
when we did it to you,
supportive.
It was wrong.
Lindsay was
not cool.
Can I just say this, Andy? There was a moment.
I was very supportive.
Lindsay was the most.
Kyle, do you realize that every time you guys had a fight, you woke up in the morning and acted like it was roses, so we couldn't bring it up?
It's like assholes.
Saying that we brought it up is like anyone talking about anyone at this table.
You were the first one to make the rule no couples. Then you were the first one.
You were so prideful of keeping it up.
To make sure that Everett and I would talk about it every single time.
It's all bullshit, so thank
you. Kyle, I am going to say this.
Well,
you need to be a little bit more humble when it comes to your relationship, because you come off very defensive, yeah, and it's not right. You talked about all of everyone's relationships behind their back, but the minute that the talk got to you,
fair
it's
point,
wrong.
That we're all in disarray.
Is that a fair point, Kyle?
Lives
fair point.
Ruined.
Very fair.
I was not talking about your relationship.
You talked about Carl multiple times.
I tried to help both of you.
Oh, my gosh.
Why are you so defensive? Like, what are you holding up?
But do you guys think your frustration with Kyle brushes off onto me at all? Because...
No, Amanda, you play victim a lot, and I'm sorry. You're the one who literally cried because you said everyone's talking about you, yet you were talking about me, saying I'm toxic in a relationship.
No, I was
in a party event that
I
set up on my birthday.
I said the same thing that Lauren said.
And I said it to her face.
And she called me because she's a friend.
Anyways, moving on.
We wish you the best in your relationship.
Relationship is rock solid. I'll let that be known.
Great.
Friendships, not so much.
Clearly. What's the problem with us? I really don't understand.
There's not a problem at all. That's
and you thing. Guys keep talking about this two-way street. You guys,
about,
you heard anyone and here I'm talking. Hello, you guys keep talking about this two-way street, but show me one text message where one of you has reached out to me first, asking to get together or hang
out or do something. You blamed us for your relationship. Are we supposed to reach out to you? You are a package deal. I get affected by this all the time, but I'm a package deal with my sister. Kyle has also not been a good friend to me. My beef is with both of you. You'd know nothing about my life anymore. Carl, my ex-boyfriend, knows more about my personal life than the two of you, and I'm hurt by it. I was hurt by it in the summer.
There's no tension.
I was hurt by it in the summer, and you never made it correct then, so why would I go into the fall hoping that you would make it correct then?
Well, I wouldn't want to be in a house with all of you. Why are you crying?
Because I love these girls, like I really always have, and I didn't realize I did anything wrong or hurtful, and nothing I ever did, and I'm not trying to play victim.
Sorry, I'm not gonna interrupt. Kyle, you have not once just said, hey, guys, maybe you were right. Like, you've not said, hey, we were in a house, we were fighting, and we acknowledged it. There was no malicious, and that is why everyone here is upset.
Okay, I found myself in a position that I've never been in before. I still want to be fun Kyle. I want to be good friends to everyone. But, like, it's exhausting. I can't make everyone else around me have fun. And that's what I tried to do.
But, like, Kyle aside, because it's not the Kyle show, like, with you came into the house wanting to get to know everyone and be your own person. And for me, I wanted to go out with you and have fun. And that just didn't happen because of that.
But that's not my...
But you could have separated.
You could have separated yourself. Danielle came in as Carl's ex. And she still managed to, like, make very good friends
with
us.
Yes, but clearly I was dealing with my own issues with my relationship with Kyle.
Then just say that.
Is there a chance any couple could survive the summer house?
I think so.
We survived.
Yeah, you did.
Barely.
Okay, thanks, guys. And I want to thank Ashley for joining us. Biggest regret from the season?
I mean, obviously, I'm disappointed by my friendship with Carl, just the way it all went down. And
yeah, I'd say the same. I mean, it's obviously hard. I mean, listen, I've done a lot of things to a lot of people. But, you know, with Lauren and I do regret how I've handled her and our relationship. Obviously, Steven and I, like I said, I care about the guy. Things didn't play out the way it should have. And try to move forward and learn from it.
What's yours?
I regret shifting blame and, you know, letting friendships dwindle. You know, it's the last thing I want to do.
Thank you for that.
Mike H. from New York wants to know if you guys could share a summer house again, Stephen and Carl.
I think that we still have a couple months before summer, so who knows what could happen.
Lauren and Carl?
You know, I think that anything is possible. I think that, like, you know, we're a dysfunctional family, and sometimes families have to share the same roof.
Amanda, you think you and Kyle could share a house with this group?
I mean, I think it just depends on how everyone, you know, views us from here on out. I would love to, but...
I think we have 3 months, so, you know, let's see what you do in that 3 months.
I was going to say, like, I think a lot of what you guys see on TV is there's a lot of moments that are really dramatic, really intense, but we have a really, really good time. And I think a lot of us really do enjoy each other's friendships. We party really well and great together. So I think that's what I remember the most is, like, we had some great parties. We had a lot of good fun. So,
and I also think, sorry, I I do think that you spend so much time in the summer that it's I've done it in every single summer house long before I've done one with these guys. You kind of take a break, you take a pause, like you spend an enormous amount of time together, and then you get back to the city and it's a sometimes different social circles. Like, that's natural.
I mean, I was able to handle a summer with someone I've dated, someone that he's dated, and also not having a job as a New Yorker. So, I mean, you can get through that.
And I think at the end of the day, like, we're all living in this house, and when one of us was going through anything, I think we all did kind of rally behind that person, and that's one of the best qualities that I think you can have in a group of friends.
Well, that's nice.
And we know how to party. Just saying.
Well, I want to thank the gang from Summer House. Can't wait until summer. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the new kids and family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Once Upon a Beat.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loreau, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.